Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. One of the great things about my job is that I get to work with some really fabulous people. They're so smart, they're so interesting, and I kept thinking that I should get a few of them on Profiles in Prosperity and kind of share the wealth with everybody. So today we're going to talk with Bob Veering. Bob is our Vice President of Programs for ServiceNation Alliance. He has an immense knowledge of our industry based on his vast experience. He's done so much in our industry. He is a very creative talent, and on top of all that, just a genuinely nice guy. So, Bob Veering, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. And to get this started, would you tell us how you got into this industry and a little bit about your experience?
Well, I started as an HVAC helper in about 1979 and eventually became an installer and finally moved into the office and started doing a lot of marketing and advertising and operations and other fun stuff.
You have had a wide variety of exposure to the residential service industry. So I think you're underselling yourself a little bit. You've been a manager of installations. You've been essentially a general manager. You've been vice president of marketing for a huge plumbing company. You've been a consultant in the industry. You wrote what I think we decided was probably the best Yellow Page ad ever in our industry. So you're underselling yourself a little bit. You've got a huge, vast amount of experience. So with that, I want to talk specifically about van wraps or truck wraps. And the reason I want to talk about it is we've always thought that they were somewhat important. But recently, the research we've seen has shown that the van wrap, the truck wrap, is even more important than we thought. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so we have actually surveyed our members' customers about a number of different marketing questions, but one of them was specific to what would make them call a company. A lot of it's about reputation, their brand, but they had two answers that were specifically about vehicles. One was they wanted to see vehicles in their neighborhood, so they wanted to recognize this company and know that they're local. And the other was that they wanted to have a vehicle that they could remember, that it was distinctive in some way, that it was would catch their eye or give them some reason to remember them.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I remember you telling me about when you worked for, I think it was AABC in the Dallas area. Mm-hmm. And you guys did some really unique stuff with the color and the branding of your company with respect to the vehicles. Is that right?
Yeah, so this is back before there was any truck wraps or easy way to change the look of a truck besides vinyl lettering. But we happen to have red trucks. And from what I remember, it was kind of an accident that we ended up with red trucks originally, but we decided that they were pretty noticeable when we started having people tell us that. And so we just kept getting more red trucks. And so red trucks became our thing. Most of them were just a small Toyota pickup with a big red box on the back and our logo and phone number and company name on the side. Well, as anybody who's ever created a vehicle and made it look distinctive, you start hearing that we see your trucks all over the place. Well, that happened to us, of course. So we ran with that. We decided, well, if they see our trucks all over the place, let's go ahead and make that part of our marketing. And so we did. And so we became the company with the Little Red Trucks. Our website was called littleredtrucks.com. When we answered the phone, we would say, thank you for calling AABC, the company with the Little Red Trucks. How may we help you? And the red trucks appeared on every piece of stationery, every envelope, every ad we did had the red truck in it. It just became our mark. And so people knew the red trucks. When you talked about the company with the red trucks, they were talking about us.
Very nice. What do you think makes for a good truck wrap now? Now we can do stuff that is a lot more sophisticated than you could do when you were just doing the little red trucks. What makes something distinctive and good?
Well, I think the number one thing is that it's got to be something that stands out. So you have to look at what's in your market already and make sure it's not something that's the same. If somebody came into our market when we were at AABC and came out with a red truck, it probably wouldn't have done them much good.
Would have helped you, actually.
It may have, yes. In fact, we had some people that did come up with red trucks, but they didn't last long typically. So it's got to be different. It's got to be unique. It's got to make sure that it expresses who you are and what you do, of course. And if you've got a USP of some kind of unique selling proposition or some kind of promise that's distinct and unique, that'd be great to add to the truck too. But above all, it's got to be eye-catching. It's got to be clean looking, not overdone. There are certain rules you want to follow as to how the logo should look or how the lettering should be or how the what you need to put on there, a phone number or a website. So there's some things that would be specific that you want to pay attention to. But for the most part, the number one thing is make sure it stands out from everybody else.
Make it big, bold, and beautiful, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to be a little different. A lot of us are not flamboyant in our daily life. Most of us. But in this case, it's good to be flamboyant and do something that's going to make you really stand out among the crowd.
So I have a picture of these. It was at a Home Depot parking lot. And there were these two contractors' vehicles next to each other. One of them was red, white, and blue. Pretty tasteful. The truck was admittedly a little bit old, but still red, white, and blue. Pretty common thing that we see in the HVAC industry, particularly red for heat, blue for cold, red, white, and blue because it's patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
All good stuff. Next to it was this bright pink van. I mean, hot neon pink. And it was a plumbing company. I want to say it was Pink's Plumbing or something mm-hmm. like that. And it didn't have any fancy lettering on the side. The whole van, bright neon pink, and then it just had black letters on the side that said the name of the company. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really struck by that because, you know, while the one was sort of tasteful, it was generic.
It didn't stand out.
The other one was, frankly, a little on the garish side.
Right.
But it's the one I remember. I actually cannot remember the name of the other company, and this one really stood out. So at the time, I thought to myself, you know, tasteful might not be good. Garish might be good. What do you think?
You know, garish sounds negative, but there are times when garish works. It's all about getting somebody's attention. So obviously you want it to be consistent with your brand in other ways. You know, there could be companies that just wouldn't work for whatever reason. But if you've got nothing else going for you and you have no other way to stand out, then choosing a truck that just is painted like a hippie van from the 60s, maybe that's what you need to do.
Anything
to, you know, whatever it takes, man, you got to get business. You've got to do something to stand out. There's a reason that people can't remember white vans that they see driving around, you know, the standard white van. It's because they don't stand out. And people have told us they're going to remember you because they see you in the neighborhood and they recognize this memorable truck you've got. So you've got to do that. You've got to come up with some style, some look that's different, unique, and gives them a reason to call you.
So you touched on this. Tell me about the problem with white vans in your neighborhood.
White vans, obviously, as I said, they just don't stand out. There's another problem with them, though, and this is something I've researched quite a bit because I learned that my kids were afraid of white vans. They had a genuine fear of a white van, and I didn't know why. If we were walking down the street and there was a white van parked on the side of the road, they'd want to go across the street and walk around it. There's been one sitting in a parking lot in across from a dry cleaner for 15 years, and they still won't walk past that van. It's never moved. But they're afraid something's going to jump out of that van and get them. And what it is, it's this concept that they think they're going to get kidnapped. They think kidnappers drive around in white vans and grab kids. My kids are 18 and 12 now. I don't think they really need to fear the white van, but they still do. And I've asked this of lots and lots of people, and they all say the same thing. It's the abduction van. It's the kidnapper's van. And it kind of makes sense. If I was a kidnapper, I'd want a truck that didn't stand out, right? So give me a white van because they don't stand out. Especially scarier the ones that don't have windows on them, like a lot of our service vans. So whether it's got lettering or not, white van, you're not just not being noticed. You're actually scaring the children in the neighborhood you drive through.
Interesting. So let's talk a little bit more about what might appear on the van. So one of the things I've heard is that it's a mistake to put the logo just straight across, that it's better to tilt it a little bit. What's the idea behind that?
Yeah, so I am not a graphic designer. I've played one before and in some of my past life, but I'm not a professional graphic designer. But I have read about graphic design quite a bit, and that's one of the things that come up. Now, I can't remember the science behind it and why they say that a logo on an angle or a company name on an angle is better than one that is written straight across, but there is some evidence to suggest that that's true, that an angled look catches the eye more or something like that. And whenever I've done that, it just seems like a better design. When I'm laying something out and trying to make it look good, it looks better when it's on an angle, but apparently there's science behind it that says that's something that's going to help people notice you even more.
What about the phone number?
So phone number, this is something that's been talked about a lot lately, because now with websites being as important as they are, most people feel that putting a website on the side of a truck is more important than putting the phone number on, especially if you got a website that is easy to remember. So if you've got a website that is not easy to remember or doesn't flow or is can easily get confused with somebody else, I don't know if it's going to help you. But in the case of AABC, for example, if I had an option today, I would have littleredtrucks.com on the side of my truck wherever I could, and I wouldn't even put the phone number on probably. And back then, we used to put probably 5 phone numbers on the trucks because everyone had the impression that you had to have a local phone number, a number for the area you worked in. So we'd have numbers all over town. But phone number, even if they're going to call you for a service call, you really don't want them dialing their phone while they're driving anyway. So you don't want to encourage them to do that. But fact is, they're not usually going to call you from their vehicle. They're going to look you up or call you when they get home. So it's easier for them to remember a website. And it's easier if that website has a unique, easy to recall name.
You know, for a while, QR codes seemed to be incredibly popular, and I was seeing those on a lot of vehicles, but it seems like maybe sort of the same thing. Is a QR code really adding that much?
It's probably be wasted space on a vehicle in most cases. QR codes are still have some value. I kind of like them, and I use them. But as far as being the main way to get a hold of you, I don't think I'd rely on it for that. I'd use it more along the lines of a daily special or something where if you had it on your truck, you could have it go to a specials page each day so they could scan it and you could be, you know, scan our code for today's special. Maybe that's something you might want to do so it's people walking by.
Sure.
You certainly don't want pulling out your phones trying to scan your truck while they're driving down the highway to figure out how to get in touch with you. I wouldn't rely on it for that.
Any mistakes that people make in vehicle wraps?
One of the mistakes I see a lot is that they try to put too much on the truck. Try to list all their services and all the places they service, kind of like we did in the old Yellow Page ads. We'd want to have all our phone numbers, like I said, all our cities we serviced, all the different appliances that we worked on and all the different air conditioners we worked on. And it's just too much. They know you're a service company. They know that you work in their area because you're in that area. Let them go to the website and get all the detailed information they need. But your truck should basically just be a billboard for your company that says, this is who we are, this is what we do. Call us or visit our website and try not to put too much onto the truck. It just gets all garbled and hard to read. And so that's one thing. The fonts that you use is another. A lot of people use script fonts that are harder to read or multiple colors that clash and make it hard to read. That can be a challenge. A web address that has multiple words in it, like northdallasairconditioning.com, is an okay website, but if it's all written that way across a...
all lowercase?
Yeah, it'd be hard to read. So at least use capital letters on each word or change the color of each word within the URL, things like that. Doing it yourself may not be the best idea, too. If you're going to design a truck, there are a lot of places that will design it for you. We do a lot of that at Service Nation Alliance. We have a team of graphic designers that create truck wraps all day long, and they're really good at it. They know what should be included, what should, and what looks good, what doesn't. So getting a professional, you can just see the difference. Even if I did one with my limited experience in graphic design, I can come up with something pretty nice. But if we turn it over to somebody that has true graphic design talent, it'll just make it that much better. So I definitely recommend using a professional to design it for you.
Yeah, I mean, talking about specifically the people that are on our team, I mean, they just do beautiful work. Yeah. I'm astounded at how beautiful it is. I marvel at it all the time. But it's not just getting graphic design talent. Having somebody that is knowledgeable about the industry and understand what needs to be communicated and how that's communicated, what works and what doesn't in our industry is important. It's like some people hire a web designer to create their web page. And the guy may do fantastic work, but if he doesn't know your industry, it's just not going to be as effective. I think the same thing applies probably here.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I think that's definitely absolutely true. Somebody that understands the industry will have a better chance of getting it right.
When you think about van wraps across any industry,
let's take it away from the wrap for a second. The van itself or the truck itself, you can make it different in other ways too that go beyond the wrap. And it might be as simple as putting chrome wheels on your trucks. Cabrillo Plumbing did that. Every vehicle they have has shiny chrome wheels on it that just makes it look so much different than a service van. One time they had taxi cab lights on the trucks that they'd light up on call. We're ready, you know, or whatever. So it was just something different. You can put a flashing light. Don't put whatever the cops use, of course, but something like that. It wouldn't hurt anything that's going to make you stand out. I'm all for it.
You've seen restaurants or businesses that buy a used van, they wrap it, and then they park it at the edge of the parking lot as sort of a free billboard. Mm-hmm. I think that speaks to the power of what a van will do for you. And that's not even moving around. That's just sitting at the
right.
edge of the parking lot
right.
for years.
Sometimes.
And so I've wondered, you know, with some of the amazing and beautiful wraps that we've created for our members, I've often wondered if it would pay off for them to just go buy some used vans, wrap them, and just hire people to drive them around. Have you ever heard of that or known anybody that did that in our industry?
I don't know about buying a used van and doing it, but if you can determine that that's going to be a valuable way to market yourself, then yeah, that's probably a good way to go about it, because we do have contractors who will take vans that aren't in use right now and park them in other locations around the city, either places they've rented a spot from the gas station or
great idea.
The corner store. They'll do that. We had heard about one company who actually has their service meetings across town. So when they leave the meeting, for example, a breakfast meeting, they all head back to the shop, all in a long row of wrapped vans. And this is something that will get somebody's attention, right? It's not like one truck.
Looks like a funeral procession, only more interesting.
I was thinking more like a circus, and it came to my mind. Yeah, that's right. You know, that makes an impression. That's something that stands out. But yeah, if you got trucks that are just sitting there doing nothing, don't let them sit there and do nothing in the back of your building. Take them down a corner and park them somewhere. Have your employees drive them home if they're on the insurance. Have them drive them home if they're not already and get that much more exposure. They really are rolling billboards. And your customers have said they want to know that you're in their neighborhoods. They want to know that you're a local company, that they know they can call you. The more, the better.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for doing this. This is great stuff.
All right. Glad
All right. Thanks.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.